Chinese and Russian intelligence services are collecting personally identifiable information on a grand scale so they can target American government workers for counterintelligence, a U.S. official tells CNN. China has been particularly active, the official says, part of a national strategy. The foreign spy agencies then use a massive database analysis to combine information from hacks as diverse as the Office of Personnel Management to the cheating website Ashley Madison to identify and potentially compromise agents.
Taken together, they really ratchet up the level of harm. The OPM breach has confidential information about U.S. personnel and people who've applied for security clearances, and the Ashley Madison breach reveals some of people's most intimate secrets about the affairs they might be having outside the relationship. And together, it provides a lot of leverage that can be used to blackmail and possibly influence U.S. personnel.
Both countries use private contractors, including hackers, to infiltrate U.S. systems to help hide the true source of the cyber attacks, although both governments also carry out their own attacks. Such cyber attacks have been on a gradual upswing since the mid-2000s due to their success, a U.S. official says. The Obama administration has repeatedly acknowledged the threat.
We're confronting a persistent and dedicated adversary. The threat is ever evolving, and it is critically important for us to make sure that our defensive measures that are intended to prevent these kinds of intrusions reflect that ever evolving risk.
Still, repeated internal reports have found that U.S. government systems remain vulnerable to such attacks. Even so, many U.S. government agencies, according to a U.S. official, still lack urgency in addressing the problem.
What the OPM breach really revealed is that the government cybersecurity isn't even up to the par of the private sector, and we know the private sector suffers security breaches all the time.